24 Rising Sentience. Insider Cave, emotions traumatized from feeling how Wee's eyes had looked at her and seemed to strip her essence from her spirit. Saran instinctively sent out her thoughts to Miraman inside his nearby cave. The ancient dragon dragged his shrouded spirit toward his bed beside the cave's deep pool, exhausted, beaten by a journey taken in desperation that he could not curb. The sense of Wee's bright eyes beneath his scales, exploring deep into a dragon's self, dissolved when Saran felt the song of chaos reverberating uncontrollably in Miraman's unconsciousness, as if he had faced his doom and somehow was alive. The ache she had felt from feeling violation whisked out of her, and with an eagerness pushed by a rush of fear, she stood outside, the mountain wind soft on her golden scales. What had her ancient lover tried to do? She leaped to air and glided to his cave. The leader of the mountain dragon slumped onto his bed and stared at golden eyes that whirled at where his head was pressed to stone. He tried to order thoughts into his mind, but images replete with nothingness and roaring sounds of endless chaos made him close his eyes against the fierceness burning and living dragon eyes that stared at him. He had to live, to leave the nothingness infecting who he once had been behind. But in the roaring, thought was tenuous, a string of self that could not know his self. He willed the window from the chaos closed, but in the cave the stone walls wavered, moats solidifying, then dissolving into motes, light flickering into his mind, then sweeping into the roar of silence, swirling, swirling. Saran stared angry at Miraman. He'd gone too far. She saw the journey brave past dragon memories into the realms where time and living spirits danced in chaos, more specters than a memory of life once lived upon the living earth. What will had brought him back into his cave was past an understanding she possessed. His scales seemed insubstantial, light, not flesh. He did not seem to have the strength to open his eyes to see the safety that he'd found. She knew the motivation driving him. She said inside her mind, the rage Chernok spewed from his mind into his followers, the great young males that saw his massive strength and did not see how puny human strength had sent him wounded fleeing to his cave. She saw what rage and mindless joy and strength had done to dragon lives through time, the long, dark spiraling toward a time when dragons were only myths, long lost from memory. His courage blazing, Mirman had braved the chaos where the spirit beast brewed life from nothingness and came to feed upon earth light and dragon human life. He tried to find elixirs that would lead the mountain dragons past the young male's rage into a future guarding dragon eggs and dragon wings and dragon sentience. You are a fool, Saransa. Just a fool. She walked into the cave and pressed her scales against his scales and tried to warm the cold chill deep into his spirit by the wind that was no wind, the place of deathless souls. She forced her warmth into his cold and strained to find the order still inside his mind, and tried to reach the will that he had used to bring his body back into his cave. The dragon race is not gone yet, she said out loud, her voice an echo in the cave. She felt his reaching out toward her warmth, the fiery essence of her dragon mind. She forced her thoughts of we to disappear and placed a block upon Shinnok's dark thoughts to keep them out of Merriman, his cold. She laid beside him on a stone-smooth bed and sent her memories of watching eggs begin to warble as a hatchling struggled from darkness into light and dragon life. She felt again the joy seeing life begin, the promise of another generation continuing the glory of their race. She nestled close and soaked his cold with warmth as hours passed day toward the winter night. You'll live, she told him in the ancient tongue. We'll face Shrinnok and keep the war he'd brewed from ever happening. We will. He formed a thought, then lost its substance, fought toward a sentience, fell back, then felt Saran beside him in his mountain cave. He reached toward her warmth and living mind. He loved her. She loved him. A thought and feeling formed inside the chaos let him feel her body pressed against his body. He sighed his rising sentience and grinned.